black porches. Fading paint cracks on the creaky tongue and grooved planks where grandma watched us boys, watched us go to school and off to war. Tongue and groove planks where folk come to express condolences, to sit and visit, where I found breeze and shade and can remember her tending potted plants, sewing rags for quilts, shelling peas, and complaining about something. Something's like wrapping tobacco, mosquitoes. We watched Cecil's mama dropkick his fat ass for drinking her last new grape. I can still see his big butt bouncing down them steps. We tripped on William Crump working. His lanky ass used to wear these real high water pants. Sometimes he had socks, sometimes he didn't. He had giant ashy bunions poking through the tips of his cutout sneakers. Crump cut lawns with this leaning pushmore, blue smoker puffing. He couldn't cut a straight line for nothing. He'd be sputtering away though, singing a song. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 50 cents twice. Granddad would pay him. He'd get drunk, start cussing out everything. Us, the cars, the dogs. We'd watch him stumble to the outhouse. Listen to him out there, farting and swearing. We'd be laughing like hell. Sometimes we'd rock the place. He'd slur, can't I take a shit in peace? Some evenings we'd hear him next door in his mama's two-room house, cussing her out to a dog 1 minute, playing piano like a maestro the next. Old squeaky porch gave me away every time I came in late. We used to spit shine Sunday shoes there and grimace at grandma dipping her snuff. And she told these chilling stories about our road on that porch. When Richard Green's black hearses passed by, Ma would say, folks are sure going away from here. We saw old stuck-up Sherry get beat down to her panties in a fight. We saw a yank cut Moo-Moo cuz he stole this morning wake-up one night. Saw a cross burn by the Ku Klux Klans. That was years ago. I got my first tongue kiss and first slap by a girl. Had my first fight with a cousin that I hated. I lost because he cheated, and he was a retired bully anyway. I learned to lie, dare to dream, made friends, identified enemies, and listen to birds while considering life and death, sobriety and intoxication, marriage and divorce, death and life. I was on the porch when my granddaddy died. When the exceptional kid two doors down blew his foster daddy's arm off with the 20 gauge. And another kid smote his mama's friend on their porch with my grandpa's shotgun. The blood still bleeds through the wood stains. I liked when the neighbor girls and the cousins would come over in their Daisy Dukes. They was thick and soft looking, glossy, black thighs. Curiosities were open, and it was messing us up.